Good morning there, Kelly Kay.
Hi there.
You know what? I am a professional. I'm here. I've showered. Regardless of when I got to bed last night, day one, bourbon and beyond, it's underway. So
how late did you stay out?
Honestly, I did leave during Sting. Sting was the...
You went on at what, 9:15? Were they on time?
Yeah, and they were very on time.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, their setup and the way they bounce between stages on the main stage keeps it so they can set up the next act while the act that's playing is currently on. Mm-hmm. And so they literally just bounce back and forth. And so there's like 10, 15 minutes between acts. And they stay really on time. So that's one thing that I've noticed the past several years about, you know, Bourbon and Beyond and Louder in Life. They do a really good job of keeping everything on time and rolling with the schedule. So yeah, I mean, other than it being literally 8 billion degrees there for the first few hours until the sunset.
Yeah, it was really steamy yesterday, just soupy and heavy.
Yeah. I mean, they had free water and all that stuff there. So, I mean, that's good. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I'll have to tell you how. So I had a couple interviews, which we'll put up on the podcast, WDGX.com, with the likes of Co Wetzel, who has had just an amazing 2 years. And then Maren Morris, too. And I'll have to tell you how I almost ruined at least one of those interviews. All right? So,
okay.
In classic fashion, coming up here in just a little bit, we'll let you know that story coming up. Plus, plenty of things this hour from Setting the Bar stories. We're going to do Little Kid Drunk Adult, which is always exciting and fun. And then a feel-good story on the way next.
There was a video of an 80-year-old woman's birthday cake that turned into a fire hazard, but we got another one of those. Kind of a clever idea, though, this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talked about something like that.
We did.
Maybe last week or something. Where?
Yep, and then we encourage you, like, hey, just get the candles that are the numbers.
Right.
Two candles.
Yeah, you don't need
That'd
to put
be better.
80 candles on on a cake.
Well, we got a 90-year-old.
Okay. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so you remember that video last week of an 80-year-old woman's birthday cake that kind of turned into a fire hazard because they put 80 candles on this little round cake?
Yeah.
There's a clever idea. This guy's family equipped him with a leaf blower for his 90th birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday to you.
You gotta blow these out, Pops. Pops, we were a little concerned about whether or not you'd be able to do this or not. So I believe your son, Bill, is going to help you because we know it's tough. The wax is going to go everywhere when you hit that thing with that blower. Make a wish. Here we go. Yeah.
They're bringing the candles out on like this huge, they built like this wooden platform. And so it's a very long line of 90 birthday candles. And then they used a leaf blower to blow them off. So it's not actually cake, which is probably a better idea. Like, okay, when you have that many and you want to do a stunt like that, let's just build a special little thing. It's got a little saying on the side of it because it's made out of wood. Yeah. And then they bring in the heavy equipment to blow them all out. I mean, this is kind of looks like a little community center room. Mm-hmm. It's on stage, and it's a great idea. You can see the video. We'll put it on WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
I know it's not October yet. It's not Halloween yet. But that doesn't mean Hallmark can't tell you that their countdown to Christmas shows aren't going to begin coming up October 18th.
Why not? Why not? I was, what store was I in yesterday? Yeah. I saw Christmas stuff. Yeah. I saw Halloween stuff. Yeah. I saw fall stuff. It's just like they're just doing it all together.
Yeah, you kind of got to just roll right into it. Let's capitalize on every single piece of a celebratory day between now and the end of the year.
Hobby Lobby. I walked into Hobby Lobby. There's a Grinch display with the sleigh and all the things right at the front of the store in the middle.
There you go.
And then there's plenty of fall stuff, plenty of Halloween stuff. It's just, it's all getting put out.
Yeah. We just have the fall decor right now. We're gonna switch to a more Halloween decor probably coming up second week in August or second week in October, something like that.
So we'll do it October 1.
Yeah.
We'll switch because we got fall rocking, then we'll
bring
that back for Thanksgiving, and then probably the week of Thanksgiving, maybe even a little bit earlier, we'll put Christmas up.
All right. Hey, coming up, it is the three stories from your past, and we just determine whether or not you were a little kid or a drunk adult when this weird thing happened to you.
It's either way back in the past or not so far back in the past.
Right, exactly. So little kid, drunk adult coming up. And then before the end of the hour, you know the phrase, be careful what you ask for?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it's a setting the bar story on the way. Give us 20, 25 minutes on that one. All right. That's all on the way on 99.7 EJX. This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, the phrase, be careful what you ask for, is around for a reason, right? You know, sometimes things always look better than maybe
they end up being.
Actually are. Yeah, exactly. So the setting the bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without asking a plastic surgeon what they'd change about your face,
You're
doing okay. So,
listen, I kind of experienced that one time.
Did you really?
I go in with one thing, and then they start listing all
like,
the other things.
Oh, have you considered this? Have you considered this, too?
I wasn't really self-conscious about that.
Well, Kelly, then maybe you can relate to JT.
I can.
All he did was ask a plastic surgeon what they'd change. And so she was just like, oh, you want me to give you like a little consult? And it basically turned into a roast.
Okay. Oh, you obviously, I think, have some righteds, which are wrinkles. You have furrows between your brows, meaning that you're making a squinty face a lot. Your lower eyelids are a little sunken. It makes you look tired. Your teeth are crooked. I see lots of pores on the nose, the jawline, and the neck tightening. Pulling that back a little bit would be kind of number one on my totem pole. And I think your brows are cute because it kind of makes you look innocent.
Yeah. I'm dopey.
But if you wanted to look more powerful, like leading man, I would bring up the lateral brow a little. Symmetry's like not bad. You're a little bit smaller on the side of your face.
I mean, it was just a 60-second roast of this poor guy.
And then he just didn't know what to do with that.
He was just like,
okay.
So
going
Kelly,
away with a whole bunch of new insecurities.
Right, exactly. Kelly, I don't know if you can relate or it, that triggered you in any way, but
it did. It did. It did a little bit. I went in for one reason and got a whole other list of opportunities, we'll say.
Have you considered this or this or this or this?
Many people say, well, we can fatten up your lips a little bit. I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything to my lips.
We can help you here. And you're like, what needs help there?
Yes. Many things. Thank you for the suggestions.
Yeah,
thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I now feel like more of a circus freak than I did when I walked in here.
So, again, just what turned into a fun or what was supposed to be just a fun little conversation turned into a literal roast for JT. We'll post up the video. You can see it yourself.
And I'm sure she didn't mean it like
no,
that.
No,
like,
no,
this
no.
is my professional opinion.
You're that's
like,
exactly
your face
right.
is like a, just a blank canvas in my eyes. This is not a personal
I could do so
attack,
much with this.
Yeah. But there's much we could do here.
You have so much to work with.
There's opportunities.
There's opportunities, yes. All right, I'm Ben and Kelly Show on X. That is your Setting the Bar story. I had one job. It was get to Bourbon and Beyond by 5 p.m. to interview Maren Morris. Then was going to interview Co Wetzel after that. So, you know, as with everything here in Louisville, everything should take between 15 to 20 minutes to get anywhere, right?
Oh, gosh. Well, but depending on the time of day, though.
So I was anticipating, you know what? I'm going to roll up probably about 4:45 and I'll be fine. So I was planning on arriving to Bourbon and Beyond about 4:45. Get in the car with enough time to make it there, right? I, of course, look at the Watterson. I map it. And it, what normally takes about 15 minutes is going to take 35 minutes. It's all red. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And so I'm driving, you know, my wife and I are driving over there. And so she's like, all right, get out. Let me drive. And so I'm like, okay. Because, and so I stop. She jumps in. We take off, right? And, you know, there's only so much you can do in bumper to bumper traffic, right? But,
sure.
You know, she's gunning it where she can. I'm practically getting car sick getting over there. We're looking at the time. Stress is happening. And
well, yes, because, I mean, not only are you probably dealing with people like coming home or picking up their kids, but you probably are dealing with people just getting to Bourbon and Beyond like you.
Yeah.
So it's a very big music festival. So you were thinking still 15, 20 minutes were good?
And we're dealing with an accident as well. So.
Oh, gosh.
So anyways, all that and she's like, it was like that scene from the classic Sandra Bullock movie Speed. Stay on or get off. Stay on or
stay
get
on
off.
Get off.
Stay on or get off. And so I'm like in the passenger seat trying to navigate. Going, all right, do I take Preston Highway? Do I do this? Do I go, like, oh, get off.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she, like, whips over, and we get off there at Preston. And you know, it's like, I'm going to try to go through gate 6. And
yes.
So, and
like, literally. Going to think of that.
And literally, like, management is texting me, and they're like, hey.
Like, where are you?
Are
you coming?
We're here. Are you here? And I'm like, I'm in traffic. Okay. And then literally they give me a call. They're like, hey, buddy.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
when you get a hey buddy call.
And I'm like, hey. And they're like, you close? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be
cutting.
I'm like, I'm going to be cutting it kind of close. Got to be honest. What's your heart out? They're like, our heart out is 5:15 because she's got to get ready to get on stage. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay. Oh. So I'm like looking at my time. My wife's like, how much time we have? And I'm like, stay on, get off.
So and what time is it at this point?
It is like 4:50. And we're still on the Waterson.
Oh, gosh.
So she.
Oh, gosh. Like, okay, how fast can you run?
I know. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. So she's like, okay, I am going to pull up to close to get you as close to gate 6 as possible because, you know, all these streets are blocked off, right?
Well, yeah. And then did you know exactly once you got on the grounds where you were supposed to go for the interview? Because
ish.
That's a big area.
Ish.
Oh, ish. Okay. That's great too.
So she stops.
Like, hey, can you drop me a pin?
So she stops. It's like the car's still rolling. I barrel roll out of the car and I just start running.
Oh,
it
God.
Is 97 degrees outside.
And you're what? What were you wearing?
I was wearing shorts and a short sleeve, you know, button down shirt and a hat.
Okay. At least you weren't wearing jeans.
Right. Exactly. And I thought about that too. And so I am running full tilt and, you know, it's like, the security guards are like, hey, and I'm like, it's okay. I'm a limo driver. Kind of like that scene from Dumb and Dumber. Right. And so I'm scanning through. I'm behind everything and I'm like, okay, now I just got to get into the actual festival. And so I'm like weaving through. And so finally I get into the festival and I am absolute full tilt running to the place. Meanwhile, they call me again. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, you're close. How many hey, buddy, you're close calls have you had at this point?
And I'm like, hey, I'm in the festival. I'm just trying to find like the media tent, et cetera. He's like, all right, well, just head over here. And so I have to ask someone and they're like, all right, go through there, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm booking it. And
have you seen a Maren Morris? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, right. So finally I get in and I just tell the guy, I'm like, I'm the one wearing the bourbon hat. And he's like, you and about 1,000 other people. I'm like, great.
Oh, yeah, that's not helpful.
So yeah.
I'm the redhead that's running and now sweating.
Right. So I get there and I get there like with 30 seconds to go before my interview is supposed to start. Right. And I am sweating, drenched in sweat.
Oh,
they take me back to her trailer. Right. And it's nice and air conditioned. That's fine. And,
but you're walking in like a hot mess.
I am walking in like a hot mess. You know,
hello.
I had interview questions in my head. I'm just trying to get there. Like I'm scattered. I'm trying to be professional and everything. And
you've just completely forgotten everything you were supposed to ask.
and then, of course, she's just wrapping up her last interview before you. That's great. And out comes Kyle Meredith. And I'm like, come on, now I got to follow this guy.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
He's like a pro over there at FPK. And it's just like, are you kidding me? And so, anyways, she was a delight. first question, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of hot and sweaty.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's a little hot, but it's going to be fine.
It is 2 degrees short of a billion.
Yeah, I know. I walked off the bus today and I was like, ooh, it's a leather pants day. And then I walked off and I was like, nope, no, it's not. But we're going to commit.
All right, you said it. Let's do outfit of the day. What are you wearing? What do you got on?
I'm regrettably wearing leather pants or pleather, so I'm going to have maybe like an after-show Ross from Friends.
I was just going to say.
Trying to get them off.
They're not coming on, man.
I mean, she's like, I got leather pants on.
Yeah, that was not a good choice.
Yeah.
She should look at the weather in the places before she goes to perform.
I mean, but she did say, she was like, look, if you guys are out there in the heat, and I had apologized like 1,000 times, I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I ran here. And she's like, no, you're good. And I'm like,
I didn't want to miss my slot. I rolled out of the car as my wife just kind of slowed down a little bit.
I barrel rolled out of the car and ran. And I did get a cool, thing. You know, she's got a couple songs in the movie The Wild Robot, which is kind of cool.
I just wrote some music for this animated film for DreamWorks called The Wild Robot. So I have 2 songs in there. What if you chase your heart? Kiss the sky. So that's coming out next Friday, the film. We just did Toronto Film Festival, and it's just, I've never had a song that I've written in a movie, so it was cool to be able to, like, as a mother and also just a fan of kids' films,
that's
like,
so
be
cool.
able to write something for that, like, I can enjoy, and obviously bawled my eyes out at the premiere the other day. But, like, once it's out, I kind of want to be able to, like, rent a theater out and have my son and like all his friends come and like we watch it and he'll be like, oh my God, my mom's song.
Yeah. So very, very cool. I mean, she's obviously a pro. I am obviously not a pro, but.
Were you like pitting out and all the things and just like, did you at least have good working deodorant that was able to withstand all of that? Did you do a pit check? You didn't have time for a pit check.
I wore white. So it. You could tell. I didn't wear black because I was thinking, it's gonna be hot.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So, anyways,
you didn't anticipate having to run, and be sweaty.
So, literally, I almost ruined my very. I had one job, and that was just get there by 5 to make my first interview, and that almost didn't happen. But thanks to some. Like
shifty driving from my wife,
and furious driving from my wife, and tucking and rolling, and her slowing down to about 15 so I could jump out and literally booking it there through the crowd. It ended up making there in time. But
I would love it if there were some other cars that witnessed this whole thing going down. If they probably just whip out the phone, look at this guy.
Yeah,
like, where's this guy going?
I know. What is this guy doing? Why is this guy running?
Is he going to miss his favorite act?
I know,
just
right?
Can't bear to not see the beginning of it.
Right, exactly. I'm late. So, anyways, we'll post the interview up at WDJX.com, tap listen.
They let you do video or pictures?
They did.
Or
Yeah. So video and pictures and all that stuff to come. It's not on my phone because why would it be?
I was going to say you wouldn't have time to set that up when you roll in like you did.
I know.
Did you say, hey, anybody got a camera? You can film this. Can you hit record? That'd be great.
Thankfully, I was joined by our coworker, Mike, who was dressed to the absolute nines.
He always is.
And he looked absolutely professional. And so
had been waiting there forever.
And yes, he was waiting. So, so it was a good balance.
So he was ready to go. He could hit record, capture it all.
Exactly.
And he's
so, anyways,
good at making up the little reels and the whatnot.
Right. So we'll get that posted for you a little bit later on here on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, it was like you had one job moment. On DJX. Sabrina Carpenter going to be hosting a holiday special on Netflix called A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. So you can watch
that. Sounds fun.
Yep. December 6th on 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good stories. Do them every hour. Kill it.
This is a really cool video that Amber sent us from Clemson University about a pretty awesome thing they're doing in the Greek system.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they're leading the nation by creating a program so that special needs college students are able to rush and join fraternities. Charlie is joining Pi Kappa Alpha, and check out the greeting he gets when he finds out and sees his new brothers waiting to greet him. So great.
Well, you know, this reminds me of, I don't know, do you ever see the Netflix special Love on the Spectrum?
I have not watched that yet, but I've heard you talk about it.
Oh, it's absolutely a beautiful series. And Tanner, I want to say Tanner is his name. He went to Clemson. Like, he loved that school, and you know, he was obviously on the spectrum, and yeah, just a heart of absolute gold.
That's so great. I mean, it's just they just tackle him. Mm-hmm. They are so excited, like all the guys. This is just fantastic. It's great. We have retweeted it mm-hmm. on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Belle of Louisville. It's so great. I mean, that will definitely make you smile today.
Hey, on 99.7 EJX. Weddings are so stressful. I mean, if you've listened to this show for any number of times, you know that we've had so many different situations where with listeners about a stressful wedding event, something stressful around the wedding, whether it be coordinating with bridesmaid, a bridezilla, a groomsman, or something that happens during the wedding, things that are unplanned that just pop up and shift completely everything that's supposed to take place. I mean,
we
it could be stressful.
Disasters.
Yeah.
We had the tuck shop closed 3 weeks before our wedding, and we found out from another tuck shop who said, now we're doing your wedding.
Yeah.
And yeah. Don't worry. We've got the same thing you picked out. They did not. They did not. And then there was my husband spent the night on the couch of the best man's house, had a dog licking his face the whole night, didn't sleep very well. The morning of our wedding, a nice older lady hit his car. So he was stressed out about that and really handle that great. But yeah, it was kind of a little series of some mini disasters. Nothing major. It did rain, so we didn't get our pictures outside we were hoping for, things like that.
I mean,
but it worked out.
Yeah, exactly. In the end, it's about really celebrating your union with your partner.
Yes.
And
we had a lot of fun at the reception and
the future that you guys are going to have.
It's fine.
And sometimes, you know, those things that are out of your control happen.
And you can't let it bother you. But there are some things
that are
that
within
could be in
your control. Yes, exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Here.
And Jason, I'm going to try him one more time, Kelly.
Are you really?
He sent me to voicemail every single time. I've tried to be because he agreed. He said, I'll come on. I'll talk about it with you
guys.
Right.
But he's now clearly having hashtag regrets.
What does that mean we shouldn't?
Or sleepyhead.
I was going to say,
does
that mean we shouldn't do this?
Well, I think he's sending a clear message by not, like, meeting our call time.
Well, maybe let's assume he just overslept.
Okay.
But I'll try him one more time.
One more time?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to put our Jason hat on.
And then
deliver it for
And then
him.
You play Jason.
Okay, I can do that. Do I need the dude voice?
Hi.
Guess
what?
All right, group therapy coming up next. 99.7 EJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So I guess I'll put my dude voice on since we couldn't get a hold of Jason.
Yeah, we tried.
Bruh.
Okay, come on now. I don't know if I can handle you doing this all in a dude voice.
No? Okay. I'm having some severe sweats about my buddy's plan to pull this massive prank on his wedding day.
Uh-huh.
They're getting married in 3 months. They're both spontaneous and love joking around. And a few months ago, she pulled the biggest prank on him, and he says he's got a brilliant plan to get her back on their wedding day.
Okay, this sounds bad.
Like he thinks it's going to be a viral hit.
Okay.
The idea is he's going to pretend to not show up.
Oh, my gosh.
After time passes, he's going to have me and his groomsmen check on him and say that he freaked out and left.
Stop.
He knows she'll eventually laugh about it when he comes back. What do you think of this idea? I'm just afraid it's not going to sit well with her family and friends and all the guests, even though they all know they joke around with each other a lot. What do you guys think? Should I try to stop this or just go along with it? Bro, help me.
So Jason wants the words to, I think it sounds like he actually wants not to be a part of this.
Yes, because it's, I think
that's
he's
what
afraid,
it sounds
like. That's like the one day you don't mess with. Like you can mess with and prank each other every other day, but the wedding day should be sacred, right?
He is, okay.
Because so, it could go wrong. You listen, you know better than anybody. When you proposed, you pretended to break up with her. That had a level of danger, right? Because she could have been like, you know what? You're right. I was feeling that way too. Okay, it's been fun. Bye-bye. And then what if she's just like, she decides that she can't marry someone like that? He's freaked out. He's changed his mind. Fine. I'm done. And then she runs out and crying and it's awkward for everybody. And oh my gosh, yes, I understand the fear.
Well, but I did that just between she and I. When I asked, when I told her I was going to break up with her, then I said April Fool's and I proposed.
Yes.
I did
but
that
still
just.
Still an element of danger.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying doing this in front of people, friends, family, an entire
Everybody,
congregation
yes.
of people, that's bold. And I would probably recommend against doing something like that. But you know what? I'm a stick in the mud.
Oh, you're a stick in the mud? Listen, even if she suspects that it's a prank and that he is just pulling away, she's still going to be left up there standing awkwardly. Like, what is she going to say? And how long is he planning on pulling this off?
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to go so far as to, oh, the groomsmen checked. He said they that he left.
I know. That is... That's too long. And like, there have been weddings that I have actually attended where there is a pause. It's like, you know, the wedding was supposed to start at 5. We're waiting for the groom.
Oh, gosh.
And it's, and everybody's just kind of like nervously going, ha, ha, ha,
ha. And then, show up. Did
and
he bail?
Then, and then, you know, it's just, it was just a delay and, you know, everything was fine, but it's like, you know, the wedding starts like 5 minutes late or whatever. And okay, groom's finally here. Everything can begin. But this guy is wanting to let the wedding already begin and then do it. That's a no.
So Shelby said, on Facebook, my fiance and I love to pull pranks and joke around with each other.
Uh-huh.
We're also getting married in a few weeks.
Oh.
If he ever pulled anything like this on our wedding day, I'd be furious. Uh-huh. Absolutely not funny at all. Tell him to skip or make a new plan.
Okay, so we need to give Jason the words to say to the groom to talk him out of it.
I mean, maybe we screenshot Shelby's comment and said to say, listen, show him this.
Listen, is Shelby the fiance?
No, because she they're getting married in 3 months. She's getting married in a couple of weeks.
I was like, did she just scoop her own prank?
No, this is a few weeks.
Oh, that's
funny. A few
weeks
versus a couple of months, so it's not her, but yeah.
Well, at least she would know.
Yes.
Yeah. So. All right. 502-795-1997. Maybe you've got some advice, personal advice, because of something you did that backfired. Let us know. 502-795-1997. Or you want to just tell Jason the words to say. It's group therapy on the way on 99.7 DJX. We'll take your calls and stories on the way next. Weddings are stressful. We're trying to make it not stressful. But Jason is a groomsman in a wedding, and the groom-to-be is wanting to make it stressful by playing a prank on his bride-to-be and
by pretending not to show up.
Exactly.
And so many people on Facebook. Or like, terrible idea. May end up being the end of the pranks and the end of the relationship.
Whoa.
Jessica, pranks are supposed to be funny. This is not funny. I think you need to stop him or get the bride involved if need be. This would ruin her day and could even ruin their relationship. Jess, don't mess with the wedding. Yes, I said her wedding. Kelly's like, yeah, no. Smash some cake in her face and call it a day.
I don't recommend doing that either.
I don't know about that. Rachel says, if my fiance did that, I don't think I'd marry him. It's not funny at all. It's cruel and immature. Tell her, because it sounds like he's a tool and wouldn't listen if you told him your concerns. So let her decide if she wants to show up.
Amy, you're thinking along those same lines.
I think that they should use this to turn the prank around and prank him on the wedding day.
Okay. Go on.
Oh, okay. So meaning like she's not showing up?
Yes. I'm a prankster. Okay. I love pranks. I like do all kinds of pranks. So like when you all say it, I'm like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity to prank him if they can get the bride in on it.
Okay. So like, let's turn the tables.
So
but
almost.
Then do we clue the guests in? Because they're going to still be hanging out to dry going, what is happening? This is so awkward. I want to go home.
I mean, no. No.
Okay. All right. We don't, we leave them in the dark, but we clue her in.
Yes, because she will like ruin her makeup and all that. So right. If she believes it, but if they prank each other, she may be like, y'all are liars.
That,
you know,
you know what, Amy? I kind of like the devil on your shoulder there and to clue the bride in and say, hey, look, this is what your jackass fiance is going to do. So here's what you should do instead.
How do you want to handle it? Yeah,
exactly.
And then they can't, you know, he can't really be mad at them for not participating in this prank because he's the one getting pranked now.
Yep. Love it.
Okay. So we, and then, but then he's like, they tell the bride, listen, you can't let on that you know, though. Like, you just got to play it off like you figured he would do something like this because you know him. That's the way she's got to play it off. Because then you know, he'll get mad at his buddies.
He's the one waiting at the altar for her. So really, you know,
that's
last
true.
Minute runaway
that's funny.
Bride.
I like that.
That is all true. Right. He is there first. Okay.
All Amy, right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Hi, DJX.
I mean, sometimes pranks work out because I know this radio show guy, he tried to break up with his girlfriend and then proposed to her. So...
It's kind of the pot calling the kettle black a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit. Just a bit.
Thanks, Amy. That's going all. Through a tunnel. See ya. Travis also rolls in and says, hey, maybe the groom could do the prank at the reception if he's hell-bent on doing the prank and you don't decide to clue the bride in. Do the ceremony, not the time or place. So maybe the reception.
So there's a couple of other plots. Brad, the love physician, to build on Amy's idea, decoyed bride.
What do you mean? Have someone else?
Somebody else dress up and walk down the aisle, maybe cover the face with a veil or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Could be fun.
Okay.
Dr. Aaron says maybe they prank the guests together. So maybe Jason clues the bride in and then the bride like comes to her groom saying, hey, I got this great idea on our wedding day. What do you think? Like, it's her original idea.
I don't like the pranks at all on the wedding day.
I'm nervous about it, too.
I don't want any of it.
I know. I want no part of it either.
So, listen. That's Kelly and my stance. Don't do it at all.
Yes.
But
what the majority of people are saying. But there are some other things that you can do.
So, yeah. I was going
to
say. If
you want to try to stay in the prank lane.
Right.
To make it less disastrous.
So, Jason, mind the Facebook comments, and next time, answer our phone call when we call, okay?
Yes, it is more helpful to be able to work through this with you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, keep us posted. Let us know if there's going to be a funeral or a wedding, and...
But get video, whatever happens.
Yeah, keep us posted. Hello, it's Ben and Kelly. Let's play a fun little game, shall we, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We're going to introduce you to Christina calling us from the East End. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Christina's got brown hair, drives a Honda Civic, is an accountant, and is currently in a relationship. How long have you been in this relationship?
About 10 months.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Things going well?
Yeah, they are.
All right. Good. I mean, hey, at least you don't feel like you're in a dead end street, right?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, we're good.
All right.
We're going in the right direction.
You're merging on the highway, right, yes. Christina?
I'm still on the highway going smooth.
Okay,
all right.
All right, that's good.
All right.
You don't have the barrel roll out of the car yet. All right.
Just, yeah. I mean, if you do, I have tips on how to barrel roll out of a moving car.
He did it yesterday. Yes.
Did it yesterday.
You might have to give me tips if I ever need them.
No, all right. Okay. All right. Great. Christina, Kelly's going to explain how the game works, okay?
Yeah, you'll hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or were they a drunk adult?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I broke my leg doing the Hulk Hogan leg drop by jumping off the trunk of a car.
Wow.
Okay.
Impressive.
So. Ouchie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
So I guess that one.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan move.
I'm going to say an adult because Hulk Hogan's kind of older.
Yeah, true. True.
That is true. Yep. I'm going to go with you on that, a drunk adult.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
Well, I was a little kid.
Okay, so maybe this was back when Hulk Hogan was still wrestling and popular.
Maybe. I mean, guy sounds a little bit old.
And my friends, we all started our own extreme backyard wrestling league, so Hulk Hogan was our hero. He was our favorite wrestler. So, you know, I tried doing his leg drop move, but I did it by jumping off the trunk of my dad's car. I totally botched the move, which caused me to break my leg in three pieces.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow, that's much.
That hurts. All right.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. You're right, Christina.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, and you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
One time I was on a camping trip, and I ended up falling into the fire pit.
Wow, we've had two injury stories so far.
That sounds very dangerous, too.
Yep. All right, fell in the fire pit. What do you think, Christina?
I'm going to go with drunk adult again.
Yeah, it's got to be right this time, right?
All right. All right. Yeah. Both of you saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes.
Okay, then.
You got it. Back on track.
I tripped over something, and I just ended up falling in, lost my balance. I turtle shelled up. Somebody pulled me out and reminded me that I needed to stop, drop, and roll.
Yes!
You are currently on fire, sir. All right.
Wow.
Sounds like
it worked out.
Yeah, it sounds like it worked out. All right, last one. Little kid or drunk adult?
So I cried when my waiter called me Pudgy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No. Why would a waiter call you Pudgy?
I definitely think that one's a little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah, it's got to be a little kid, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. But
pudgy is a word for kids.
Yeah, pudgy. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That would be a word that maybe someone would use on a kid.
Yes.
Not necessarily adults describing other adults as pudgy.
Yeah, pudgy makes me think of like baby fat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Got it. All right. Let's see.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got it. You got it right.
I don't want to clap for that because it has to be traumatizing.
He was a little kid. What happened?
Very insecure about my weight. My waiter noticed that I ate 5 slices of pizza in one sitting. And he said, that's impressive even for a pudgy kid. And I instantly started crying in front of the whole restaurant.
Oh, no. I just want to.
Gosh.
Man, that poor guy.
Oh, the waiter, though. Come on now.
Pretty impressive for a pudgy kid.
I mean, what in that waiter's head made him think that that was going to be okay to say?
I don't know.
Hey, never call anyone pudgy.
Yeah, Christina, congratulations. Pudgy. You are a winner.
Yeah. Two, three. Good comeback.
Yay.
Never wanted to come on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This is your moment.
Yeah.
Christina, what do you want to say? This is your moment.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, 99.7 DJX.
Oh, well,
wonderful.
The moment keeps going for Tay Day.
There you go. I love it.
That's great.
All right, Christina, we're going to put you on hold another quick sec, and then we're going to get more information from you. But thank you so much for playing and hanging out with us, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
I mean, it's really an opportunity to do like an Oscars.
I know. That's what I was going
to. I want to thank everybody that helped get me to this spot.
I was teeing her up for that. I was teeing her up. I was like, what do you want to say? Well, first of all, I want to thank my dog for waking me up in time. And next, I want to thank. Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, we need more of those stories because they're so fun.
Sure do. So if you've got one that you think would fit this game, then give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, send us a voice note of you saying all that to Ben and Kelly Show.
So what happens when you know a coworker is taking more credit than they should for something? How in the thick of it do you involve yourself?
I think maybe we've kind of already made a decision about it.
I know. All right. So we got this message from Alicia.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show.
Thank you.
Need some thoughts on this. It's possible my petty nature has gotten the best of me.
You know what? That is very mature of you to say.
Are we going to be the petty police?
Maybe.
I want to get your thoughts. Uh-huh. I have this coworker that for years has taken credit for work that isn't theirs. There have been 3 times over the last 2 years alone that she claimed credit for an idea I had that they claimed.
Oh.
All 3 times.
Oh.
I bit my lip, didn't fight her on it in the name of not looking petty. The team still benefited from the ideas, but I didn't get the proper credit.
Hmm.
I know this is why I did what I did last week, but it still doesn't make it right. Okay. This same coworker lives just a mile from me while we both commute 30 minutes to work where the rest of our coworkers predominantly live.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't be aware of just how good these cookies are at this local mom and pop bakery.
Oh.
Cookies from this bakery were on display in our break room last week, and this person had posted a note with them saying, I've been experimenting in the kitchen. Let me know if you have any thoughts or how I can make these cookies better.
Oh.
People were raving about how good these cookies were and were kissing her butt all day.
Oh, my gosh.
It got to me, and when someone mentioned the cookies to me, I blew up the lie. I even brought this person one of the bakery's cookies the next day to prove it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this person included a jab in a company email.
A jab?
She got trolled pretty hard all day. She came to me in tears asking why I would be so mean.
Mm.
I felt terrible and now realize that I probably went a little too far. Am I a huge jerk or just a little one?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. So she's just wanting to know. She knows she feels some sort of way now.
Right. But she's just like, do I feel really bad or just kind of bad?
On the scale of how bad is this?
Yes.
How bad is this?
Well, okay. I feel like this would have been the perfect opportunity, though, to air your beef with her about her taking your ideas and then getting credit for them. Like, that's when if she knew it was you, she called you out. And then that's when you say, well, I got a little tired of you passing other people's work off as your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought enough was enough.
Yeah.
And then, list off the 3 ideas that were hers, Alicia's,
right.
That, this person stole. And then maybe that might have been the way to shut that down.
Haley texts in and says, karma is my boyfriend.
Yes. Yes. Eric says, not a jerk. You serve justice and might have taught her a lesson. Next time, maybe she won't take your accomplishments or in this case, other people's accomplishments. Stephanie, people love to play victim once they're called out on their bull.
More importantly, and I think really the thing that we're all, glazing over.
Yeah.
Is, I need to know what cookies they are.
Yes, we need the cookies.
I want to know the cookies.
Yes. I mean, Alicia, it really would have, for research purposes, been nice to send us some of the cookies.
Or at least tell us where we could get some ourselves.
Exactly. Dang.
So, let's see. Okay, let's try to... Hang on. 30 miles.
Are you going through all 30, of the cookie shops within that... Stop.
Wait, did she say 30 minutes or 30 miles?
I don't know. 30 minutes to work.
30 minutes.
They commute 30 minutes.
Okay, so it could be anywhere between.
Though. Yeah. We don't know anywhere. She didn't reference any part of town where
Mom
she lives.
Mom and Pop.
Stop. We will look that up later.
Bakery.
The point is
bakery that within.
That would have been a great moment to explain why she was so petty with the cookies.
Mom and Pop Bakery within 30
so
minutes.
So do we circle back?
Of Louisville. Sorry, I'm on a mission.
Focus. Focus.
I'm on a mission.
Find the cookies later. We're on a mission for Alicia. Does she circle back and just say, hey, again, sorry about the cookies, but this is really the real reason why I did it.
Yeah, I think.
I feel like you've got a habit of taking credit for other people's work, mainly mine.
Right.
These three
and maybe this is a good opportunity to approach that and maybe get to the real root of it all.
Yes.
Here.
Because I think maybe we still need to have that out because otherwise she just looks petty for like no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just to call her out for some cookies.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
She needs to know the deeper reason.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, and then people are going to feel some sort of way about you.
Exactly.
Alicia. If they just think you're a big old like tattletale and can't take, you know, I don't know, and just are jealous.
Like if they
about
think
something.
It was just about the cookies, yeah, they may think she is, you know, next level petty. But I think she needs to clear the air with this person as to, listen, this was kind of the final straw, the straw that broke the camel's back for me, and this is why.
All right. If you've got a great story about how you were petty or someone was a little bit was a little petty Betty at you at work. And
got revenge in some sort of way.
That's right. 502-795-1997 is our number.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this nice little trophy.
Majestic trophy.
Yep, losers go first. Kelly, I want to say that might have been me.
It was you. It's you. Yeah, I've been on a streak.
You've been on a streak?
I've been on a streak.
Been on a streak.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a guy with no feet, no shins?
What do you call a guy with no feet, no shins?
Neil.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
All of us older folks know all about living on the edge, right?
Yeah.
We used to answer the phone without knowing who it was.
Was that the joke?
That was a joke.
All right. Hey, breaking news.
Yeah.
Kelly, Count Chocula, the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, and Teddy Graham's bears have all perished in a fire.
Oh, no.
S'mores at 11.
Got it. Tasty.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My walk of shame is going back for a shopping cart when I realize I can't carry 23 items in my arms through the store.
Oh, never want to do that.
Who's been there? Who's been there?
Never want to do that.
Who's been there? Who's done that?
Come on now.
That's me.
It's You Laugh, You Lose. Kelly, a bear walks into a bar. Sorry, a beer walks into a bar and orders a
beer.
A beer walks into a bar.
Grew and little beer legs and walked into a bar.
A beer.
Yeah.
Walks into a bar.
Yes.
And orders a man.
Orders a man. Okay.
Bartender looks at him and says, "Sorry, we don't serve alcohol here."
Right.
And he turned to the ghost behind him and says, "We don't serve spirits either."
Dang it. Dang it. Out of luck. Really would like to see a little picture, though, of little beer legs.
I'll work on artwork for you next time,
That'd be
Kelly.
Great. That would be great.
All right.
Just for the logistics.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, why would a pig dressed in black never get bullied?
Why would a pig dressed in black never get bullied?
Because Batman is sworn to protect Gotham.
Hey, Kelly, how does the potion master clean his cat?
How does the potion master clean his cat?
Elixir.
Okay. All right.
Earball.
Hey, Ben.
Huh?
How do you make number one disappear?
How?
Add a gene. It's gone. Spelling joke.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You laugh, you lose. Kelly, an old couple sitting in a church, old woman turns to her husband and says, "I just let out a silent fart."
Sure did.
"What should I do?" Husband goes, "Put a new battery in your hearing aid."
Yep. Wasn't so silent.
Nope.
Wasn't so silent.
Nope.
Bless her heart, though.
Bless her heart.
Hey, Ben, an Adam, A-T-O-M, an Adam was crying.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, "Hey, little guy, what's the matter?"
Yeah.
Tears running down his face.
Oh, no.
He says, "Well, I am." Again, thinking man's joke.
Wow. You've got a lot of those
matter.
Today.
It's like, yes.
Sometimes you got to play to your audience, Kelly.
Oh, is that too above your head?
The past couple ones have.
Okay. All right. I'll try to dumb them down from now on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, my thesaurus and my Encyclopedia Britannica.
Going back to your elementary school learning. Okay.
Hey, Kelly, if an all-male flight crew sits in a cockpit, where does a female flight crew sit?
I don't know.
The same, but I like how your mind works.
Great. That's great. What a fun word, cockpit. Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
Guy says I was out on a walk when I saw a sign that said, man wanted for robbery.
Uh-huh.
So I went in and applied for the job.
Yeah. Is that the joke?
That's the joke! Man wanted for robbery. Thought it was a job posting. What is the matter with you? You can't get that one.
Hey, Kelly, what do you call a guy with no feet and no shins?
Are you out of jokes? Neil?
Yes, it's Neil. I'm out of jokes.
I still had really good ones.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
I had really good ones. But apparently my jokes are too intelligent for you.
Yeah, sorry. Two thinking man jokes for me. It went over my head.
Really? Man wanted for robbery. It's a job posting. Really? Really? Yeah, I can explain that one to you.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you got to hold my hand through some of these things, Kelly. All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. Enjoy your stupid trophy again.
Yep, that's a big win for me. That's a streak. It's still going.
On 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, on the way. We have more winning words, okay?
Yes. And here, listen, you got to enter the ones on the air first before you get to any bonus entries.
Yeah.
And if you're like, what about these bonus entries? You got to find out about that too.
Yeah. So, but if contesting is not your thing, know that we have a stupid fact of the day on the way too.
Oh, great. Learning that hopefully will be on your level of learning.
Wait, on mine? Okay. Okay. I'm feeling attacked here. All right, that is all on the way in just a little bit here on 99.7 DJX. Ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Now, I got to be honest. Most of the time, I am very proud of the research that I've done to try to find these setting the bar stories. I mean, find these stupid facts of the day.
Right. You just come across it, and then you just take it as a fact, and let's run with it.
Yeah. So this, well, okay. I mean, the way you put it there. I mean, this might be even more so that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I don't know how rooted this is in actual fact.
Let's run with it,
but
though.
But I saw the headline, and that was good enough for me.
That's really all you read. You read headlines and subject lines, and that's it.
That's right. Stupid fact of the day. Study found, Kelly.
Yeah.
A study found that eating grasshoppers might help your libido.
I'm out. Sorry. Nope.
Grind up some of them grasshoppers and giggity, 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 let's go.
That's insane. Who in the world? Stop. Why? Who came up with that? Like, who discovered that? Like, I'm going to eat some grasshoppers and, oh, you look good. What?
Fellas?
No, that didn't happen.
Fellas, if you don't want to spend the money on the little blue pill, maybe grasshoppers are the way to go.
I don't think so. I don't think anyone is going to take this advice.
Because of rats. Rats.
Because of rats? Yeah. We're bringing rats into this?
Yeah, rats on a grasshopper diet showed marked improvements in many things. Many, many health benefits to eating grasshoppers. Most notably, the boost in libido.
So these tiny little, was it mice? Rats?
Rats.
Rats were thinking, I wasn't really interested. And you gave me a little snack of grasshoppers, and now I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, they also enjoyed better sleep. They got more sleep per week than rats that were not eating the grasshopper diet.
Okay.
So is one a result of the other?
So we're going to base our perspective health choices on rats.
Yeah, a lot of these things start first in the laboratory with animals. And, you know,
we're just like rats.
You see shampoo that says not tested on animals.
Right.
However, this was tested on animals. It was tested on rats.
Okay, so grasshoppers, tasty.
I'm not going to say they're tasty.
Okay.
I'm going to say that they're going to increase your libido, though.
That's great. You know what? If they decide to put that in a supplement and then just not tell me, maybe somehow that might happen down the road. But I'm not, I'm not going to go out in the yard and try to hunt down
look for grasshoppers.
Some grasshoppers.
Here, Jiminy.
Nope.
Come on.
Jiminy's safe with me. I'm not eating him. Nope.
Right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day. Study found eating grasshoppers might actually help your libido.
Oh, okay. Just throw up my, and sorry to anybody who might be eating breakfast right now. I'm very sorry about that.
Well, hey, you got the whole
bad timing.
You got the whole weekend ahead of you.
Okay. Yeah.
Need to figure out what to do.
Not one person that's going to say, you know what? I'm going to put that to the test. I'm going to go out in the yard right now.
Well, you might be able to find
some grasshoppers.
But like you said, you might be able to find grasshopper powder. I know they have cricket flour.
There is cricket flour?
Yeah.
Where do they sell that?
They sell it here in town.
Do you buy the cricket flour?
Are you asking if I buy cricket flour?
Do you buy cricket flour?
Well, you're not my wife, are you?
Okay. And by the way, what's the difference between crickets and grasshoppers? Are they the same?
I don't know.
The cousins?
They're probably cousins.
So couldn't you just get the same effects by getting the cricket flour?
That's a good question. I don't have that research in front of me. But Kelly, your stupid fact of the day this morning is eating grasshoppers could help your libido. And there you go. And you're welcome.
Really stupid show.
Yep. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 EJX. All right. Time for a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we're in week three of football, so that means maybe even week three of fantasy football for you. But if you could manage to make it through the day without making international threats because of your fantasy football league, you're doing okay.
Oh, well, who are we threatening and why?
Well, ask that to Matthew. Matthew's 25, and he... last year, this is when it started. He was in a fantasy football league. He got into some kind of argument in a chat. Unclear if it was some heated banter that got out of hand, or if they were debating a waiver pickup or some sort of weird rule with their fantasy football league. But Matthew knew the other guy was studying abroad in Norway. So Matthew got mad, and Matthew doesn't know how to handle his emotions. And he called the authorities there and made an anonymous tip that his rival was planning a shooting at a concert and at a department store. Norway, as they should, took it seriously.
Well, everybody should in today's day and age, and now this poor innocent guy is probably marked now with he's made threats before.
Norway,
did they haul him in?
Norway spent 900 hours of manpower investigating the case.
Oh, no.
Months long, they realized finally it was a hoax.
Oh, my gosh.
But not to be outdone by the first one, Matthew decided to do it again.
Are you kidding me?
This time, he emailed a fictitious threat to a University of Iowa in an account under another name. He claimed that the same fantasy football group member was threatening to blow up the school.
Oh my gosh!
So now
this is more than one report on this poor person.
And the FBI is now involved.
Oh my gosh. That is psychotic.
Yep.
This dude doesn't just need counseling. He needs to spend some time in jail because that's two false reports, which is against the law, is it not?
I mean, yes, in every sense of the word, yes. And he
also
faces,
we're not friends with him anymore, right? We're kicking him out of the fantasy football group?
Yeah, he faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in federal prison because, again, FBI's involved.
Yeah.
And a $250,000 fine, but still, like, let's learn how to control our emotions.
Let's have some perspective.
Yeah, it's fantasy football!
What was the pot? Like, were they, like, really hard with it? Well, I'm just trying to find some motivation.
Are you trying to find motivation?
The winner gets, like, thousands of dollars or something. My gosh. I mean, my husband's fantasy foot, they, like, pool in, I think, what, everybody puts in, like, $100 or something like that. But no one is going to go this far that is a stable person.
Right, right. So, yeah, Matthew deserves everything that's thrown at him because he needs some definite help. That's for sure.
Goodness gracious.
All right. So, again,
this poor guy.
I know.
Who now is probably on like some most wanted lists, like watching him. Like, are we sure it was a hoax? Because it's been a couple times now.
Yeah.
I mean, that poor guy's probably going to have some issues trying to continue to clear his name. Like, right. I'm just an innocent victim in all of this. That guy's the crazy one.
So, again, setting the bar.
Wow.
Let's use this as an example. And this is an extreme example, but let's even pare it down for, like, other retaliatory things. Let's realize that you're in a fantasy football league.
Yes, and I get it. I've seen people before on the past, like, it's standing on the corner holding a sign saying, I lost at my fantasy football league and I'm being humiliated, whatever. Or, you know, Luke Combs brought his friends out on stage
to sing. Yep, yep,
because they lost in his fantasy. Those are all fun. Those are fun.
Yep.
Let's not do this, though.
Right. So,
wow.
Again, this is a setting the bar story as an example of what not to do here on 99.70JX. 99.70JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, another hot one. Heat advisory, air quality alert, highs in the mid-90s. Not going to bode well if you are wanting to wear leather pants to Bourbon and Beyond. Much like Maren Morris admitted yesterday.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. It's a little hot, but it's going to be fun.
It is 2 degrees short of a billion.
Yeah, I know. I walked off the bus today and I was like, ooh, it's a leather pants day. And then I walked off and I was like, nope, no, it's not. But we're going to commit.
We're going to commit.
She didn't bring a backup plan, apparently.
No,
she's like, this is the outfit I'm going with.
Right, exactly. She wore that on stage and everything. And she was like, it might be a Ross from Friends moment. Where, do you remember the episode where Ross is wearing leather pants and is sweating so much and he takes them?
Couldn't get them off, yeah.
Well, he took them down, but then he couldn't get them back up. And then
he did baby powder. Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So. Well, you know what? I've seen her wear another, shall we say, more airy outfit. She wore this long jean skirt that had a slit that went all the way up to the waistband. When she was walking on the stage,
you could see her underwear.
Was she wearing any?
She was.
Okay. I'm just saying.
We actually discussed it.
You did?
In the interview.
What did she say about that?
And you can hear the interview at WDGX.com. Tap listen.
That's great. And will we be able to see it and see your pit stains? Because you ran in, rolled in literally 30 seconds before the interview running across after doing a barrel roll out of your car when your wife slowed down just a little bit because you were running late, stuck in traffic.
I'm not going to recap the entire 10-minute conversation. But yes, it was an epic journey of being late for my interview with Maren Morris. And yes, barrel rolling out of a moving car, sprinting for a mile to get there.
Underestimating 4:45 to 5 o'clock traffic. Also adding in that you're going to Bourbon and Beyond.
Right. So anyways, it was
15, 20 minutes.
It was a comedy of errors.
It was.
We'll just call it a comedy of errors.
It worked out after three. Hey, buddy, you close? Text messages.
Yeah. Her team was checking in with me often.
They were, which is great because they could have just said, hey, if you don't make it, we're moving on.
Yeah. And I thought that was what we were going to have to do, honestly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyways, you can hear that whole tale.
What a saga.
WDGX.com, tap listen. And then you can hear the entire Maren Morris interview with where we do kind of discuss the wardrobe
malfunction.
The wardrobe choice there at one of the shows earlier this year that she got a lot of backlash on, and how she actually turned that into how she dealt with it emotionally, and all that. So that is up WDJX.com as well. And I will say a quick shout out to Matchbox 20 and Rob Thomas. I'll tell you what they said that made me laugh out loud on stage, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that coming up in just a moment as well. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. If you're headed out to Bourbon and beyond, just know that it's going to be another hot one today.
And yeah, it's going to be steamy and sweaty and all the things.
Yeah, and it's going to be hot tomorrow. And it's going to be, it may be a little bit cooler on Sunday because there could be some storms that roll through late at night on Saturday night. But it's still going to be just a hot, sweltering mess of a body odor and all that stuff. But I'll tell you, last night, night one was pretty cool. Got an opportunity to chat with Maren Morris. We already talked about that. Coe Wetzel, his star is rising in the country world. That is for sure. And then I didn't get a chance to talk to Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, but he did say something on stage right before he sung this song. He goes, this next song written by Ryan Gosling. Because this was the song that Ryan Gosling performed in the Barbie movie around a campfire.
Gosh.
And I mean, the entire he sounded so good.
Yeah.
And again, one of those bands, and we were kind of talking about Matchbox 20, and I was talking about Matchbox 20 with this random guy who I just happened to run into. He's from Louisville, and I introduced myself to him, he to me. His name is Damon, and Damon was a bit under the influence, but he was also talking about how Matchbox 20 was one of those great bands that you don't ever think to go see.
Uh-huh.
But when you're seeing them live, they sing so many hits.
You're like, I forgot they had so many hits.
Yes. Yeah. Every stinking song. It's like they just one after the other. You're like, oh my gosh, how many times?
They were a staple on DJX back in the day, along with like Three Doors Down and like all those bands.
Nickelback.
You heard incessantly. Nickelback.
I brought it back around to Nickelback. You knew I had to. I was like, you know what? Another band that you don't think to go see, but
he's like,
every single song.
Yes.
And he was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, he was barely able to speak, but you know, it was one of those things.
Yeah,
so,
you're just standing in a crowd next to him. You start up a conversation.
I was in the bourbon lounge with him.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, there you go. That makes sense.
And he was drinking bourbon to help settle him down, is what he said. So
he was
having some fun. Anyways, all right. So yeah, you can see some of that moment up on Instagram at 997DJX. But yeah, follow the Instagram page all day today, and because it's Tay Day for sure, and an opportunity for you. Up through just past 6 p.m. this evening to get in on that trip for four to Miami Eras Tour, brought to you by the Outlet Shops of Bluegrass. So that's pretty cool.
Let's sneak in a little birthday shout out. We got Shayna. Daughter's name is Amara. And they're having a birthday. So daughter was listening on the way to school, and there you go.
All right.
So the huge Swifties. Wishing them luck. Hopefully you can figure out a way to listen just around the top of the hour every day and get those on-air words in on the website, and then the bonus words you can enter after that you find on socials.
Yep, there you go. So, well, hey, good luck. Good luck today on Tay Day. If we see you out at Bourbon and Beyond, say hey. I know, Kelly, you're going to be out at an autumn fall festival tomorrow.
Yes. JCTC going to have an autumn festival. So if you're thinking about, continuing education, they've got a lot of cool things. Fun for the whole family. So come on out between noon and 2 tomorrow. And then I'm also emceeing an event tonight. So busy things going on.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Bye.